Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Imani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I'm joined today by Chloe Grace Moretz, who stars in Sils Maria, which is here in the main competition at the festival. First of all, I'd just like to ask you, what did you find interesting about this particular movie, you know, given that it's about actors and acting and the choices that actors have to make?
I think what I find interesting about this movie is it kind of speaks on a broader note of the fact of that's what we all perceive actors to be. I think it's almost like that's what we all expect actresses to be. We expect them to be catty and rude and hate each other and not be collaborative. And some people are, you know. There are a lot of big actors that are like that. And for sure, I think it's interesting, you know, being an actor, portraying one of those actors that you're not. I mean, it definitely changed my perspective on that. But I think there's a lot more to it. Joanne Ellis, you know, my character, she represents this, like, this time period of Hollywood cinema that is basically, that basically puts, you know, a save-by date of, you know, 35 years old, you know? And I think it kind of infiltrates this seemingly, you know, broken-ish woman who's already afraid of aging. And then when she's confronted with her ego, in a sense, it allows her to realize that she is okay with being that age. And actually, she's lucky to be that age because she's not growing up in the time period of Hollywood that tries to rip you apart.
What did you see in the character, Joanne, that appealed to you? Or was it the working with Olivier that drew you to work on this film?
Yeah, and also, you know, I've never made a decision on a project just because the director or just because the actors in the movie. It has to be about the character. And if I want to do the character with just myself, then great, I'll do the movie. So yeah, it was Joanne. I mean, mainly it was Joanne for the fact that the way that she depicts herself in the beginning and then how you meet her and she's a totally different person, and then later in the script she switches back to who she was. And I think it's interesting to kind of do this movie and make this character who basically holds up the entire idea of Hollywood, you know, the entire idea of what we hate about my generation. I just thought it would be really interesting to try and figure out what makes her tick, you know what I mean, and why is she so honest? Is it the drug talking, or is she an honest person? And then you kind of learn that I don't know if she's that honest, because when she met Maria, she's being really nice and normal and like spoon feeding her ego to her. And then you see in the end, maybe she is an honest person, or maybe she's just mixed up because now she's talking her down. So I think the common theme is threatened women. And it's a really big theme in our business, and there's a lot of women who are very threatened. And I've worked on several movies where I come in and I'm like, hey, like, I want to be really collaborative, like, let's do something cool together, and they're just totally cold and like standoffish and they don't want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, we have to act together, if you do remember that. So I think you'd want to be like friends at least, because otherwise we have to falsify an entire relationship with it, which is kind of too much acting for me. You know what I mean? You know, that's them. And, you know, I have to respect everyone.
In terms of the dialogue, I mean, this is a very dialogue-driven movie, and I was just curious to know whether there was any room for any improvisation or whether it was very tight to the script.
No, it was pretty tight to the script, because the script thrives on the dialogue. The entire movie thrives on dialogue. I mean, without the dialogue, it would just stand still. Whereas some movies you watch are driven by the action or are driven by another plot line, you know. But this one is completely driven by the dialogue. So you wanted to get everything right, because things they say 40 pages before mean a lot more when you get that 60 pages after. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like one of those things you don't want to mess with too much, because you're like, it's really good the way it is. So just be an actor.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. The movie was shot on location in Sils Maria, which is in the Swiss Alps. What was it like being there on location?
It was great. It was so special. I mean, because we got to film all practical locations. So I was like filming in Sils Maria at the Vault House when we like had the meeting at the Vault House. And it was really cool. I mean, everything was super realistic, and that's why, you know, Olivier is so interesting at what he does. Whereas I feel like on the big budget American movies, you are filming in like a studio in like Pittsburgh, and you're doubling it for like Berlin, and you're like, okay, this is not what I'm doing, but okay. It's his style of directing too. You know, he's very authentic. He doesn't make you rehearse a lot. He doesn't tell you what he wants. He just lets you act, which I think takes a very confident director.
So did you watch a lot of Esaias's movies in preparation for the role?
Yeah. Carlos was one of my favorite films, so I love him as a director. It was honestly one of my biggest points of why I wanted to do the movie, was because he was such a good director.
What was it like watching the movie with an audience in Cannes, which can be a little bit of a tough crowd? Also, was it the first time you'd seen the film with an audience?
Yeah, well, I saw the film the day before with, like, just my agent and my mom and my brother and, like, my stylist and, like, a couple of people. And so it was really small, like, literally a screen that was the size of this mirror. And so seeing it in the big atmosphere of that huge room was, like, awesome. And Juliet hadn't seen it, and Kristen hadn't seen it, so being able to watch them see it for the first time was really exciting. It's scary because, you know, you've heard the stories, and you guys have probably been there when movies are booed and they don't clap and, you know, you're kind of escorted out within chains, you know, so... It was nice to have like an 8-minute standing ovation, because we made this movie for no money and we worked like all night long to make this movie happen. So it's nice to, you know, just have a little bit of the reward, you know, just the appreciation for the hard work, to be honest. It's exciting.
I'm curious, when you're looking for the next project, is there something in particular that you're looking for?
It's nothing specific. I've never kind of lived my life by like, oh, I won't work next until I work with like X amount of people. I've always been like, I'm going to choose the best project, even if it's a new director that no one knows, because sometimes those are the best ones, you know what I mean? I've always just been the type of person that's like, if I love the project, and, you know, I was actually just talking to Steven Soderbergh, because we did a play together at the beginning of the year, and he directed it, and we were talking, and he gave me a piece of advice, which I already kind of followed already, but it's nice to hear it from someone who's very successful, is the fact that only do a project if you would do it for free, and that's how I've always lived my life. And I've never been like, oh, I'm only going to do this project if I get paid $5 million, which I've never been paid ever. I make like $2. You know, I've never lived my life in that way. And it's nice to hear from someone successful like him that that's how he lives his life. And it shows. It shows, because you're a happy person when you make the projects you want to make. You're unhappy when you're making the projects that your agents want you to make sometimes.
So, Chloe, you've got a lot of projects in the pipeline. Tell us a little bit about what's next.
Yeah, well, I have a couple. I have Dark Places with Gilles Paquet Brunet. I have If I Stay with myself and MGM, and Jamie Blackley did it, and RJ Cutler's the director. And then I have this movie, obviously, and The Equalizer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've just been speaking to Chloe Grace Moretz, the actress in Sils Maria, which is here in the main competition at the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.